Good morning. Excited to get to speak to you all today. Have the honor. It was supposed to be Dr. Jody Redding, and there was a schedule conflict, so you get me instead. I heard a fun little phrase yesterday from Miss Becky Wilson, and it is, what I know is in a thimble. And it's funny because she's actually full of wisdom and knowledge, but what I know really isn't a thimble, so this should be short, and we'll all get back to work. But just wanted to start off with a little story. This doesn't have really a lot to do with my Devo, but it's a cool story and it's true. It's something that happened to me and I don't get to share it a lot. So wanted to share it while I have the opportunity. So 2003, we were at a concert somewhere in the Hill Country. I don't remember where, but this guy named Joe Scruggs was on tour. Does anybody know Joe Scruggs? Okay, wow. Well, he's a puppeteer, so that's probably why. And I was 14 at the time, but I had three younger siblings, and so really it was probably more on their level, and I was just being a good big brother. I did enjoy it, but that's besides the point. That's really not the story at all. So we're driving home from Joe Scruggs. I think we've been hanging out with family in the Hill Country, and we were on a two-lane road in the hills, no traffic around us. We're in our early 2000s, navy blue Chevy Suburban. My mom's driving. I'm in the front seat as the oldest, laid back, kind of napping. We're getting to that point of the trip where everybody's kind of starting to doze off. My little sister, who's about two, is laying across the seats, no seatbelt on, kind of asleep. And then my youngest brother, Ethan, is on the floorboard with a pillow, and he's asleep. And then our brother, Garrett, I actually can't remember. This is not a middle child joke. I can't remember if he was there or if he was in the very back. I think he was in the back, and I hope he doesn't hear this at some point. But no, he was in the back for sure, sleeping across the seats. So I just all of a sudden get this feeling, like I can't explain it. It had never happened before, and it hasn't happened since. But really just this overwhelming feeling that I needed to tell my mom to have the kids sit up and put their seatbelts on. And I honestly didn't know what was going on. Like I said, it never happened. It was kind of, it started, it wasn't a strong feeling. And then it quickly, that feeling became where I couldn't just sit through it and not say anything. This was not like me. So I knew as soon as I said it, I knew my mom was going to be scared. So I eventually get to that point where this feeling is overtaking me, and I'm like, Mom, I don't want to scare you, but I have this feeling that you really need to tell Ethan and Mallory and Garrett to sit up and have their seatbelts on. I said, I don't know why. So she just like looks at me, big eyes, and I knew she was immediately terrified. But she tells Ethan, Mallory, Garrett, hey guys, if y'all will sit up and put your seatbelts on. And she said it with an urgency that, they all did it immediately, which was a miracle. So, they just did it. And she said, okay, well, we're gonna say a little prayer. And so she kept driving. She had taken her foot off the gas, slowed down just a little bit, hands her at 10 and 2, and she starts to pray. So I don't remember exactly what she said. It was something along the lines of, God, please, keep us safe as we make our way home. And we just ask that you'll get us there. And so I'm not kidding. This is the exact timeline. This is exactly how it happened. She says, amen. And we're coming to kind of a hill. There's a double yellow. And at the top of this hill, as we're approaching it, there's a car coming right at us trying to pass another vehicle in the other lane. And she immediately hits the brake, and the car has just enough time to swoop back in to the other lane. And we kind of look at each other, and we're just like, we don't really know what to say. It was incredible. It was a miracle. And I still don't know what that feeling or what that presence was. I know it was God. I don't know if it was the spirit. I don't know if it was an angel. But I know it wasn't a coincidence. And it still sticks with me today. I remember it vividly. And I think there's a lot of ways God could have kept us safe on that trip. And I would never not even remember that trip. But the way he chose to do it, and the timing, and showing us what could have been, I think it was just a little message of, I've got you. I'm going to protect you, and I've kept and held on to that, even though I haven't had that again, anything like that happen since. So now I'm going to transition into the kind of the devotional note. Might have a little tie-in at the end, but really I just wanted to share that story. So thank you all for listening. So I got two verses that I really enjoy. We got Micah 6:8. And so in Micah chapter 6, God is presenting his case against Israel. I just want to focus on verse 8, where man or humankind, depending on the translation, is addressed and told what is good. It's three simple things: to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Second verse is Romans chapter 13:10. Love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is fulfillment of the law. There's a couple things I love about both of these verses. If you have a May birthday and got to go to the birthday celebration with President McDowell, Keegan, you know that I've read about four books cover to cover in my entire life. One of them is Holes Twice. So I guess two of them. Two of them is Holes Twice. I count that. And so at first I was really nervous to admit that to the birthday celebration group. But as we made it around the circle, I realized really nobody with May birthday is big readers. So we're good. So I actually gave me the confidence to announce that so publicly here today. Point is, I really like things put in simple terms. That's why I love these two verses, the way they simplify all the complexities of what it looks like to love and serve God, and boil it down to act justly, love mercy, walk humbly, and then love is fulfillment of the law. I can fit that in my thimble, Miss Becky. LCU does these things. I've had the privilege of being a part of this campus community for 16 years. I started as a student in 2008, been graduated in 2012, December, admissions since 2013, and then found out I couldn't get enough of LCU just working here. So Destiny and I, and we moved to Mabee Hall in 2016, have been there since. And I love this place. I love the people, love everybody in this circle, even if I don't know you well. I think everybody here does its best to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God while we walk with students. And I think LCU loves. People at LCU love. We love well. Being a part of the admissions team and the housing team, I get kind of a unique opportunity. I'm able to start to get to know students and their families throughout the admissions process. The first time they step on campus, as they come to registration, and then part of the housing team, I get to watch them continue to grow and build their relationships and build their story while they're here, and watch them interact with you all. In admissions, we get to make some really big promises to students as they make their decision, because we know who and what lies ahead of them. We don't know what their story is going to entail while they're here, but we know who's going to be there to love and support them. And so that gives us a lot of confidence when we're talking to students and their families and making those big promises. I'd give specific examples, but it would take way too long to name names, and I would inevitably miss tons of people, because it doesn't matter who you talk about, what person, what position, what department. If you send a student, or a student is working with one of us here, you know they're going to be loved and supported, which is awesome. So if that student's going to be walked with, student will be showed an example of what it means to walk humbly with God. This campus was built on a foundation of service, and it is service every position, whether you're teaching or on the staff side or cleaning. It's service, and service is love. And so we continue, I think, that tradition well today. So we got the first day of fall 2024 starting exactly 2 months from today, which I thought was cool. Students will be setting foot on this campus in 2 months. Some will be returning. Some will be here for their very first time. Some will be in the School of Business, some will be in the School of Education, some in the Sciences. Some are going to be easy to love. Some are going to require a little more patience. Some are going to have an incredible family and home to go back to on holidays. Some aren't going to have a home at all. Some are going to have incredible support and love from their families. Some of them are not. And all of them, I think we all know, deserve love and support, and they're going to get it here. Totally confident they're going to get it here. Because every person standing here today, those that couldn't make it today, but they're going to be here 2 months from now, and ultimately because I truly believe that God is alive and well and working on this campus right now. So we have a wonderful opportunity ahead of us to live out the mission of this place and to be vessels for God to work through and change the lives of students, to love them mercifully, to walk humbly alongside them with God. So I want to end with one more little story and another feeling. So earlier this summer, I don't know how much of you or how much you all know about some of the new financial aid opportunities we have, but there's a certain subset of students that we're going to be able to serve that we haven't been able to serve in the past. And I got to witness a young man and his mom about a month or two ago as he paid cash, $200, for his enrollment deposit. And mom was crying, and this kid was smiling ear to ear and said, we just asked him, you know what, I don't know, you got a great smile, what is that? He's just like, man, I never thought that I would have the opportunity to get to come to LCU. And so that sticks with me, and that just gives me chills and just an incredible feeling that God is watching over this place. And I think as long as we continue to do His will and to love one another and to love our students, that obviously we have nothing to fear down the road. So really excited, and hope you guys are excited. I hope you enjoy the next 2 months. Hope you get some rest, and hope you prepare well for these students that we're gonna get the opportunity to help. So if y'all pray with me real quick, we'll be dismissed after that. God, we're grateful. We have just so many blessings from you that are evident right now. We have so many good people working hard to glorify you and to make this world a better place. And I just ask that as we go about our day today and as we go out through the rest of the summer, that we're able to rest well, and that we're prepared when these students set foot on our campus, and that you'll change lives through us, God. I just pray that you'll allow us to love well, to share your love. God, we thank you so much for your son Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. And ultimately, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.